Now we're at our final minor melody, which is
Scarborough Fair.
Scarborough Fair. First, we'll get the key. First is the key. Now there's no bass in this song, so we're screwed. We can't do it. Might as well just leave now. Of course, I'm kidding. Still listen to the lowest note that you hear. There's always a bass voice, and it's usually the tonic. In this case, it's a guitar. Like, there's a resolution note right there. Mine. And you also hear that same note as the bass note of the guitar. So, I don't know if you can hear that, but boom. So, find that note. Yeah, we're in D minor, the saddest of all keys. This is our second melody in D minor, right? Oh, I'm sorry. This is E minor. Oops, my bad. All right, good. So, we're in E minor. Now, the melody. How does that relate to the note you're on? Same note. So far we got one. Now don't play anything besides the one yet. But we got one and So what is that interval? It does sound like Star Wars. That's exactly right. It sounds just like Star Wars.
Keep saying fifth. Eventually
it's got to be right. Star, you going? So play 1-1-5-5 in E minor. Any E minor. Yeah. And then don't play yet. We're gonna analyze What does that sound like?
Two.
Could be two. So 1-1-5-5-2. See if I'm right. Or we're right. Yeah. And then from there, somebody already figured it out. It goes up a little to flat 3, and then down to 1. Good. So that's pretty straightforward. You're both playing it in different registers. That's perfectly fine. Whatever's comfortable for you. So that covers this bit. And then just listen. Don't play on this next phrase. Okay, parsley say. So first we got par as in relation to we got par, which is a what? What'd you say it was? It's fifth. So parsley. Now is it going up or down from 5 there? We got 5 something. It went up by a lot or a little or medium.
Maybe a little or a little more.
So if it's possible that if it's a little more than, let's say, 6, it could be 7. So let's check our premise that it could be 7. Would be the 7. There's a place for us. And that is it. Our resident, there's a place for us, devotee, is nodding. And I don't mean nodding off. So we got 5-7, and then the next note is going up from there. So could it be? Could that be an octave? So far we got 1-1-5-5-2, flat 3-2-1, 5 flat 7-1. Then we got which we've heard already, which is a flat 7 again. Da da, that's a 5 again, and then da da. Now this, no, don't play. Da is something we haven't heard yet. Which is what?
6.
It's 6. The NBC theme just jumps right in your face. The NBC. So 5-7-1-7-5-6. Natural 6. So it's interesting, we're in a minor key, but that's a natural 6, not a flat 6. 5-6 something something. So what is I'm sorry. 5-7-1-7-5-6. What do you guys think that is? There's our tonic and there's our note.
4.
There you go, 4. So 5, 7, 1, 7, 5, 6, 4, 5. Try it. Yeah, it's cool. And the natural 6 makes this like a Dorian. It's like a Dorian mode. You know. And so do you just hear that's Dorian? Like, can you really just hear modes? Like, yeah, you absolutely can. It's not that hard. You know that Dorian's a minor with a natural 6. So once you hear a minor melody with a natural 6, you know it's Dorian. There's not even any musical theory to be discussed. Like, you just know it is. So, all right. I'm just going to maybe go a little faster in the remaining bit. So the next bit is... Now I'm only going to ask you for the new stuff, so don't play yet. We got... 1, 1, 7, 5, 5, 4... And then these notes. So what is... So that's a 3, yeah. Because 2. And then what is... Don't play it. Just what that note of the last note of the phrase is boom. How does that relate to our tonic of boom?
The flat 7.
That is the flat 7, yeah. So re minor 1 1. You can play along if you wish. 1 1 1 7. Make go up an octave because you're gonna need the extra room here. So go up to 1. Yeah, 1 1 1 7. 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 7 below the octave. Nice job. And then the last phrase, let's see if we can just figure it out by ear. I shouldn't have let you watch my hands. Good, and then tell me the numbers. Exactly right. Say it again. 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 7, 1. And so it's cool, like you could play melodies by ear. So you know, you're in a jam session or something, and and there's so many different uses of this, but one of them is like when you're in a jam session and someone calls a tune and no one's really singing, you're just in a guitar jam session, it's cool to be able to play the melody. And someone be like, wow, how'd you know that? And you'd be like, I didn't. I just heard the intervals and knew where they were. Right? Is it really possible for you guys? Do you believe that it's possible? Like, that you actually can hear it? Like, he's actually stronger than you for fretboard theory. Like, the number. He knows where the numbers are. And you're stronger than him with the ear. Obviously, both are necessary. But can you hear... Can you envision yourself learning the other part and being able to find anything that comes to you on the neck in relation to whatever key you're in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. That's all I wanted to hear. Plus, if you do chord melody, this is another one. If you have, like, if you know the intervals, like, or here's another one for you, Chad, like, you can harmonize the melody like we did a couple weeks ago with your original tune and then with Hotel California and all this stuff, you know, you guys can work out a harmony. Like, if someone plays, could I get a volunteer to just, like, Chad, could you play that, just the first bit of the melody? 1, 1, 5, 5, 2, flat 3, 1. Yeah, so if I wanted to harmonize that, so I might go ahead and play it with me. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Like 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Something you heard. It was mostly there. Yeah. You know? And so how do I do that so quick? I just, you know, I knew that the melody started on a root, so I started on the third, and then I knew it did a leap, so I did a leap. I followed the contour of it, right? That's one use of it. Another use of it is if you're doing a chord melody, right? You might play like, I might stumble a little bit, but if there's a Ben Franklin waiting for me in the tip jar, I'll figure it out real quick. All right, so very good, you guys.